Hey, today we're going to talk about some limiting beliefs that are super common for entrepreneurs to have when it comes to raising their prices. These are going to stop you from being able to attract clients that will pay your rate and from you feeling the value that you're putting out is worth that rate. All right, let's get into it. Hey, friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. All right, here we go. So we've all heard other artists and other business owners say things like, well, maybe it's time to raise your prices, or if you're really that busy, all you need to do is raise your prices. And I'm not saying that that's not true, and I'm not saying that that advice is not validated, but I want to take a step back for a second and talk a little bit about your mindset around receiving money. That's where we're going to go with this today. So I hope you hang in there. Just remember to take everything with a grain of salt, right? We always want to give ourselves grace with these matters because some of these are from learned experiences when we were so young that we honestly don't even remember why we thought a certain way, or it's just the way we were raised or the way society is. So just kind of take it with a grain of salt, use the tips to help clear them out so that you can move on from here. Okay, these are in no particular order, so I'm just gonna dive in. So one limiting belief that comes up around money is no one is going to pay that. Okay, and this is something that we think subconsciously. So that means that we might be able to say logically, okay, that doesn't make sense. I only raised my prices $100, so it shouldn't really make that huge of a difference, right? We can logically talk ourselves through this, but we're not really getting rid of that subconscious program until we truly change that belief, right? And there's a lot of ways to do that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Along with getting rid of these limiting beliefs, we have to also tune out the people in our lives that are just making that a stronger belief system. So a lot of people that you know, either friends or family, are going to agree with that statement, right? They're going to say, well, I wouldn't pay it, or, you know, you've gotten too expensive, whatever. So we just have to keep that in mind as we try harder to change our mindset around money, which is so beneficial in so many ways, but can kind of be time consuming. Okay, so that leads right into the second one I wanted to talk about, which is that's too expensive. When we look at limiting beliefs, we are talking specifically today about money and about our business, but a lot of these like intersect into personal life or even your life as a consumer. So if in the past you have been super reluctant to pay a certain price for something and felt like, oh, it's too expensive, you could be dealing with this one. And that's fine. And there's always things that people are willing to pay for and things that people are not willing to pay for, right? That's just life. But it might be an indication that you have this limiting belief in your subconscious, and it might be pushing you from being able to accept more money or raise your prices for what you're offering your clients. So the third limiting belief is I am not worth it. Clearly, this has little to do with your actual value of your business and more to do with what you believe is true about yourself. Okay, again, it's subconscious. I'm going to do a short explanation of something that I see often with other entrepreneurs for this limiting belief, because it always shows up as a red flag for me when I offer to do a short session for somebody. I don't really do these anymore, but back in the past when I was trying to get my certification, I was offering a lot of free sessions for people, and I had so many entrepreneurs who reached out to me and they were completely on board with what I was trying to do. And then when it came to accepting a free, you know, shortened but still a free session from me, they completely backed off, or they did the session and then offered to pay me anyway and wanted to still give me money. And I was like, hey, if you can't receive a free gift from somebody, that already tells me that you do not have the value system in your limiting beliefs that would allow you to raise your prices and accept more money from other people. Because likely they have that limiting belief that is, I am not worth it, right? Or I am not good enough, which is the next one that we're going to talk about. Hopefully that makes a little bit of sense to you. And I want you to just take a step back and look at your life and where are you shunning things that would help you because they are being given as a gift? Or where are you shunning things that would help you because the price is maybe just a tiny bit out of your reach, right? When we have this relationship with money and abundance, it's all about giving and receiving. And it is a flowing thing that happens. So every time that we block it with these limiting beliefs, we're blocking the value from coming our way, whether that's money or it's just literally just value, right? Because that is also abundance. So I'm not good enough and I am not worth it. I also see a lot of childhood trauma around this, around feeling abandonment. So I just want to mention that briefly. That is one of those limiting beliefs that I need to dive in a little bit deeper with people to help them release it, because it is so learned. I mean, for a lot of us, our childhood was, you know, 30 years ago. So it's safe to say that it is just super ingrained in us at this point, right? But that is one thing that I look for when I'm working with my clients is, okay, where is this coming from? Because our perspective as a three-year-old who was left at daycare for the first time is totally different from now being an adult and being able to see that, hey, that's not really that bad. This is just how, you know, my family had to do things or whatever. So that's a super deep one usually. And let's move on to the fifth one. I don't provide enough value. So we're switching back into this idea that money and abundance and value are just this flowing thing that comes and goes constantly, right? We receive money and then we pay our bills, right? Does that make sense to you? So when we feel like we don't provide enough value in the world, it is a self-sabotage type of program that's coming up. So for someone who has this belief, they might finally decide to raise their prices and then they immediately stop booking people, right? You might not see anybody come to your site anymore. You might get an inquiry here and there and just nobody tends to buy. And that is part of you just telling yourself, like, I'm not providing enough value for this price point. So you can see how that can totally sabotage where you're at in your business, because some of you are looking at raising your prices because you are booking, right? So we already know that you're providing value to people because they are constantly booking with you. Or maybe not constantly, but there's definitely a flow of bookings, right? So if you find that you have finally risen your prices, and you're sitting there and you're like, wait, why did I stop getting inquiries? Why did everything just stop there? Hey, guess what? You might have a limiting belief around, do I provide enough value? Okay. And I said I was going to do five, but there's just one more thing I want to say about this. And it is a separate program. And that is, some people have cutoffs at certain price ranges. This is why you might hear from people, you know, I've been making $5,000 consistently. I really want to make $6,000 consistently. And they just can't seem to get up there. Some people have blocks around where exactly the amount that they deserve is. So you might have a block at $6,000 where it's like, okay, this is too much. I actually cannot accept that much money. This is something I work with on a personal level because it might be different for everybody. And we just clear around that idea of like, what am I worth? Some of us tend to put a dollar value on that. But if you're not experiencing that per se at a certain cutoff, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But the other programs definitely need to be addressed. So now that we've gone over a few more common limiting beliefs or subconscious programs around raising your prices and what your value is at, we're going to go ahead and release a couple of them. So what I want you to do is when I ask you to, you're going to take a deep breath in and hold. I'm going to say a statement out loud, and I want you to just think that statement. So when you're done thinking it, you'll just blow it out, okay? So go ahead and take a deep breath in and hold. I release all fear with I am not worth it. Just breathe it out when you're done. Okay, good. All right, let's do another. So deep breath in and hold. I release all sadness with I'm not good enough. Good job. I'm already feeling lighter, so this is good. All right, one more, okay? Deep breath in and hold. I release all sorrow with I don't provide enough value. Good. This is awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and do a fill up around receiving money, okay? So we're going to do it the same way. So deep breath in and hold. I am so happy and so thankful. I am open to receiving more than I can imagine in all areas of my life. I realized that one was very long. I tend to do long fill-ups, so if you need to rewind it, go ahead and do that. But these should help you just to kind of feel more fulfilled in this department and not have anything holding you back. But I hope that was super helpful to you today and maybe even inspiring, even to understand where some of these things are coming from. And it's not just you. It's not just your new prices. It's not just that idea that there's something wrong with your business because you can't book people at a higher price point. Sometimes it's what's going on in the background, right? So I do have a course on abundance that comes with some clearings like the one we just did briefly that are like 45 minutes long each, and a meditation and some affirmations. If you guys are interested in that, I'll put it in the show notes. Other than that, I hope that this comes at a great time for you and that you're able to make some changes in your business to reflect your new value system and how much you truly are worth. All right, guys, have a fabulous day. I'll see you next time. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.